The Bay Area 2001 Ozone Attainment Plan is a response to the EPA's partial disapproval of the 1999 plan. The 2001 plan proposes 13 new control measures to reduce emissions from industries and motor vehicles. The new measures include a regional express bus program, a rule for improved storage of organic liquids, and monitoring of refinery flares. But about 100 protesters who attended the hearing called the proposal a dirty air plan that lacked meaningful public input. Julia May of Communities for a Better Environment criticized the process by which the plan was developed.
It's unprecedented to have your three boards having to take a vote all at the same time. Your staff was making changes to the plan on July 9th. We got a new mailing. The previous clean air plans had a public workshop where people could have a give and take discussion about all these details that we've given you, and we do not have that process right now. It's pretty hard for us to get across in sound bites all these details.
Three community meetings in East Palo Alto, Oakland, and Richmond, plus a public workshop in Oakland, were held prior to today's vote. This means that there were no meetings in San Francisco, home of the Potrero Hill and Bayview Hunters Point power plants, no meetings in San Jose, where Calpine is about to construct a large power plant, and no meetings in the North Bay, home to the commute time congestion of Highway 101. The public workshop in Oakland was held on a weekday at 1:30 p.m., and the Richmond meeting was poorly attended because it coincided with a meeting about pit bulls. About half of the protesters signed up to speak. People representing groups were allotted 5 minutes, while 45 individuals were given only 1 minute apiece. The protesters had basically one message: don't vote today. But Luna Salavier, public information officer for the Air Quality Management District, said the plan needed to be voted on now.
Normally, if the EPA disapproves your plan, which they did in March of this year, you get 12 months. But because of the risk of losing transportation funding from the government, the federal government, we'd like to get this in as soon as possible. We don't want money frozen because we do want more money to go into public transit.
However, Bradley Angel of Green Action says they can and should take more time.
Well, the reality is they're not going to lose any funding. It's just an excuse to ram this dirty air plan through. It was EPA, in fact, themselves that rejected the plan. So EPA wants them to do a better job. And so I don't think there's any risk of loss of funding. Part of the reason there's a conflict here today is the Air District is notoriously pro-polluter. They are notoriously lax on even enforcing their weak regulations. And not only that, as speakers have said today, for example, the Air District gave the go-ahead for the polluting power plant in the Potrero plant in San Francisco to actually exceed its emission limits with zero public review, zero public hearings. And we see similar problems with the Air District throughout the region. So people are very upset, and that's why so many people showed up here today to say we want a better plan and we want real public participation, and then we want real enforcement, because we don't see that either from the Air District.
The three agencies took separate votes. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission voted 6-2 in favor of the plan, while the Association of Bay Area Governments voted 13-1 in favor, and the Bay Area Air Quality Management District voted 13-2 in favor. San Francisco Supervisors Tom Amiano and Chris Daly were among the dissenters. The approval came with the addendum that there would be 6 community meetings within 60 days. Luna Salavier said it was not too late for the public to be heard.
The EPA still has to approve our plan, so these comments will be gathered and forwarded to the EPA.
But Greg Karras, senior scientist for Communities for a Better Environment, thinks the opportunity for public comment is coming too late.
It's putting the cart before the horse to have a decision made and then to have the public comment and participation afterwards. The public can't participate in a decision that's already been made. It's almost insulting to have the district go through with a dirty air plan with essentially no public process and then do this to try to cover up for that fact.
To find out when and where the community meetings are going to be held, contact the Air District at 1-800-HELP-AIR. That's 1-800-435-7247, and ask to be put on a list of interested parties for notification of the meetings. For KPFA News, I'm Kelly O'Ramaris in San Francisco.